life mark.
Dope FM.
For the first few years of its existence, hip-hop was something that you had to experience live. There were no commercial recordings, no rap albums, no 12-inch singles, no rap music on the radio. You had to go out to a block party or a club to see a DJ throwing down a set. Hip-hop started with the DJ. It was born in the Bronx, but not content to stay tethered to only one area. The culture and the music spread throughout the entire world in less than a decade. One of its first landing spots was some 2,000 miles away in the city of Los Angeles. The interesting thing about hip-hop culture is how it can have very distinct regional sounds and styles. Wherever it travels, hip-hop is able to make itself at home and flourish there. This was definitely the case on the West Coast. It took a few years before the rest of the world would sit up and take notice of the unique sound and style of West Coast rap music. But we're getting ahead of ourselves here. Welcome to Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. I'm your host, Chase March, and for the next half hour, we will be exploring the rise of the West Coast. If you're tuning us in on the new Word is Bond podcast, it's great to have you here. This is the third season of the show, and we're proud to have partnered up with thewordisbond.com to expand our coverage here on Dope FM. You can hear us every Saturday night on 93.3 CFMU on your radio dial, or worldwide on cfmu.mcmaster.ca. For more info on us and what we do, visit dopefm.ca. West Coast hip-hop seemed to come out of nowhere with the advent of gangster rap in the 1980s, but the scene had been developing quietly under the radar for many years prior to that. Just like in its birthplace in New York, hip-hop had to be experienced in those early days, and the scene in Los Angeles was flourishing. Uncle Jam's Army was one of the premier party promoters in LA. They started gaining a lot of attention, fans, and respect in 1978, 1 year before the first commercial rap recordings came out in New York. They were a collective of DJs and musicians and pretty much ruled the hip-hop scene in Los Angeles. In 1981, the first West Coast rap label was started. It was called Rappers Rap Records, and the first group on the roster was Disco Daddy and Captain Rap. They released a single that year, but it was their song, Bad Times, 2 years later, that made the most noise.
Take a stand, order padlocks and guns in a heavy demand. The fears won't rest until all behind bars.
from the rest of his life. The boy would carry the scar. Best friend, mother, father, and a very young daughter. Memories in his mind, loved ones have been slaughtered. Is there any way to compensate a person's life so great a fate? Heaven knows this can't go on. Too many things are going wrong. Who would save us from myself? This world is turning to hell. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel. Havoc on the eastern states, floods, hurricanes, and you can't escape. Tornadoes drop trees, hurling home and debris, leaving little behind for death and injury. Gonorrhea, syphilis, spread like the plague. Doctors afraid to treat the victim of age. The world is threatened by a nuclear war. Americans die in El Salvador. The people's pulling homes for solidarity in a speech to see the people some parity. Begging me to break my Camp David Accord. And ASA Raven will run in 84. Bad education is just a revelation, but still each year kids dress for graduation. The third world sends out a hunger plea. Teenagers running loose, sexual child abuse. The Bible tells us it's just a prophecy. Bad times, these are for real. Bad times is what you and I feel.
That was Bad Times by Disco Daddy and Captain Rap. Came out in 1983, and by that time, the Los Angeles hip-hop scene was becoming quite large. We still aren't in the G-Funk age, but you can almost hear the roots of that sound in this song. The synthesized bass line and the singable chorus really got people moving on the dance floor. By this time, the parties that Uncle Jam's Army were throwing were becoming legendary. They needed to find bigger and bigger venues to accommodate the crowds. They even did a few gigs at the LA Sports Arena, filling the stadium to capacity every time. Founding member Roger Clayton was able to bring in famous East Coast groups to these shows such as Run-DMC, Houdini, Curtis Blow, and LL Cool J. But unlike those East Coast groups, Uncle Jam's Army had a more electro sound. They were influenced by a German group by the name of Kraftwerk that had been around since 1970. They released an album called Autobahn in 1974 and toured it extensively, bringing this unique sound to North America. Kraftwerk's influence is sometimes overlooked, but it really shouldn't be. They had a huge influence in early hip-hop music, and you can hear it in the work of Uncle Jam's Army. This is the B-side to their single Dial a Freak, which was released in 1984. It's called Yes, Yes, Yes. This is your host, Chase March. Make sure you stay tuned as we will continue to explore the rise of hip-hop culture on the West Coast in this month's edition of Know Your History.
Yes.
That was typical of what you'd hear at an Uncle Jam's Army show back in the early 1980s in Los Angeles. The electro sound was pretty popular back then, and their shows were hugely successful. It didn't take long for the music of the parties, the clubs, and the arena shows to make it to the radio. In 1983, local radio station K-Day, 1530 AM, began spinning rap music 24 hours a day. They were the first radio station to dedicate their entire programming schedule to hip-hop music. They even beat New York to the punch there. That same year, Egyptian Lover, who was part of Uncle Jam's Army, came out with his album entitled On the Nile, which featured a reworking of his popular single, Egypt, Egypt. The B-side of that single had the track, What is a DJ If He Can't Scratch? And that's the record I'd like to play for you now.
What is a DJ if he can't scratch? What is an MC if he can't rap? What is a B without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. What is a DJ if he can't scratch? What is an MC if he can't rap? What is a B without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. A party people all around. Can you get down? I wanna see you dance to my dangerous beat. Everybody freak, 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 freak. You know who I am, I rock two turntables with Uncle Jam. I'm the Egyptian Lover, baby, I'm number one. I'm a mix and scratch and rap and loving son of a gun. Rock the live dancers on a freaky night with the Egyptian Lover. It's gonna be right, make all the pretty girls scream while they dance, cause I'm the Egyptian Lover, king of romance. What is a DJ if you can't scratch? What is an MC if you can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. Baby, 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 baby. Harder than mine is the beat of the future, but to blow your mind. What is a DJ if he can't scratch? What is an MC if he can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. Like this. And harder than mine is the beat of the future, but the blow your mind. What is a DJ if you can't scratch? What is an MC if you can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that. What is a DJ if you can't scratch? What is an MC if you can't rap? What is a beat without a live clap? Well, I could do it all, baby, just like that.
I can do it.
We've been exploring the rise of hip-hop music on the West Coast, and in particular, Los Angeles. So far, we've only explored the late 1970s up to about 1983. And that was the first year we heard from a young MC by the name of Ice-T. He released a record called Cold Wind Madness, also known as The Coldest Rap. It had the electro-type sound that Uncle Jam's Army was famous for. In fact, Ice-T was pretty much the only rapper they had in the crew at the time. In the following year, we were also introduced to Dr. Dre and DJ Yella. Before NWA, they were part of the World Class Wrecking Crew, and they released this single entitled Slice in 1984.
The yellow skin wonder, so keep your body moving, stay right on time, cause like Yella, the music's on your mind. Well, I remember just a little while back when the DJs was starting to disco scratch, and it was only done by just a few. One was DJ Yella of the Wrecking Crew. They came from everywhere just to see a Yella throwing down at the EAD. The E after dark scene began the penthouse, but that didn't stop Yella from turning it out, because Yella cut the record down to the bone, and Lon's got me rocking on the microphone. Yeah, he can cut so fast, he's lightning quick. All it takes is just the flick of his wrist.
That was the World Class Wrecking Crew, and it featured the vocal talents of DJ Yella. Also in the group was Dr. Dre. This was a few years before they would reinvent themselves as NWA. They released their full-length album Surgery in 1985, and it went on to sell 50,000 copies. Seems like a huge number, but this was only the beginning for Los Angeles-based hip-hop moving large numbers. Gangster rap was on the forefront, and it was about to change everything. Now, most people tend to associate the West Coast with this genre of rap music, but the truth is, gangster rap was starting to take shape across the United States by 1986. I covered gangster rap in detail in episode 12 of Know Your History. If you missed it, go to chasemarch.com right now, click on the Hip Hop History tab, and you can read the article and download the podcast for free. So the West Coast had been building a hip-hop scene for years, but the rest of the country didn't sit up and take notice until Ice-T released Six in the Morning in 1986. That was the first taste of West Coast music and gangster rap. 2 years later, NWA burst onto the scene with Straight Outta Compton. The group consisted of Dr. Dre, DJ Yella, who we just heard, Arabian Prince, Eazy-E, MC Ren, and Ice Cube. The group went on to sell 10 million records and pretty much ignite the popularity of gangster rap worldwide. Of course, another group that came out that year, sometimes a little bit overlooked, was JJ Fad, an all-girl group. They released their self-titled album in 1988 as well. Hard to compete against NWA, but they held their own. Their single Supersonic went platinum and stayed on the Billboard music charts for about 4 months. They were also the first female rap group to be nominated for a Grammy. Definitely have to play that song for you right now. This is Supersonic by JJ Fad, and we'll be back to talk more about the West Coast hip-hop scene and how it developed from the 1970s before it finally found its voice in the late 1980s and became a force to be reckoned with, that's for sure. This is Know Your History.
We're JJ Fad, and we're here to rock. Rhymes like ours could never be stopped. See, it's three of us, and I know we're fresh. Party rockers, non-stoppers, and our names are deaf. See, the J is for just, the other for jamming. The F is for fresh, A-N-D, deaf. Behind the turntables is DJ Train. Mixing and scratching is the name of the game. Now, here's a little something about nosy people.
It's not real hard, it's plain and simple.
Baby D. Supersonic. Supersonic.
Supersonic motivating rhymes are creating. And everybody knows that JJ Fad's devastating. We know you like us, girl, so you better get sterile. Cause we are the home chicks that are rocking your world. Supersonic. Supersonic.
Supersonic is a word when people start to listen. Especially bigger people, they pay close attention. You might not believe it, you might not even buy it. But when it comes to our lady, you might even try it.
Supersonic. Supersonic. Now all you supersonic people try to bite our rhymes. You may think that you are deaf, but you're way behind. So you better listen to what we have to say, cause when it comes to JJ Fad, you can't get no play.
Supersonic. Supersonic.
Now he's the freshest DJ from coast to coast. My man can
cut and scratch,
but I don't mean to boast. He may be a little light, but that's okay, cause when he cuts to the beat, it sounds this way. Hit it.
Supersonic. Supersonic.
Yeah, it's finally my turn to rock the mic, because my devastating beats I know you will like. You see, my beatbox is
fresh,
it'll blow your mind. And if you don't like my beats, I'll go
big in your behind. Supersonic. Supersonic.
Now you party people know what supersonic means. We didn't try to brag, cause JJ Fad is just too clean.
Now baby, don't you know that our rhymes are so bionic? Don't listen too hard, don't be supersonic. Supersonic. Supersonic.
was Supersonic by JJ Fad. They were one of the first groups that Eazy-E signed to his label, Ruthless Records. They'd already sold 400,000 copies of the single before getting their major label debut in 1988. The album was produced by Dr. Dre and DJ Yella shortly before NWA's own album, Straight Outta Compton, smashed all sales records for any West Coast rap group. West Coast artists have proved that they could sell records, and that hip-hop was equally at home on either coast. Of course, this is only the start of the story. The next chapter is all about gangster rap, which I've already covered, but the third chapter is about the rise of G-Funk. We also should get into the history and politics and the messiness that was the East Coast-West Coast beef. And you can be sure that we will be covering all those topics and more on Know Your History, your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge. If you like what you've heard today, make sure you visit dopefm.ca. We bring you the best in underground hip-hop each and every Saturday night on 93.3 CFMU. We are the only overnight hip-hop radio station in Hamilton, and we deliver 7 hours of content with DJs Daddy J and Gamma Crush. Occasionally, you get me on the boards as well. We also have a podcast and live web streaming. You can visit my site, the official blog of the show, chasemarch.com. You can visit the official site, dopefm.ca. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm easy to get at. I'm on Google+. I'm on Facebook. Don't like it as much, but you can find me at all those places. Chase March, just my name. I'd also like to thank our new partners at thewordisbond.com. Look forward to hearing a Know Your History segment every month there, as well as some exclusive interviews and bonus podcasts. It's really nice to have that new partner, and we will be able to share a lot of different things on The Word is Bond and Dope FM to bring you some exclusive interviews, some dope mix sets, and tons more. 2012 is going to be a great year for hip-hop. I'm really excited about it. So, until next time, this is Chase Mart saying, you better know your history. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. Peace. Focus on this. Chase Mart.
FM.
This is the one and only Hip Hop Overnight in Hamilton. This is Dope FM.
Dope FM.
On 93.3 CFMU.